Up close and personal with an ungulate, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good friend Britta Lindsay tells us a rare hunting story that is literally quite spiritual in nature.
It was a crisp, beautiful fall morning, and we had hiked to the top, not seeing anything. And so my hunting partner and I, we had split off, and I was just enjoying the sunshine. So I found a flat rock, laid down, and had fallen asleep. Well, I was startled a little while later, and I just thought it was my hunting partner just kind of irritating me. And I woke up, and I had a nose of an elk was on my face. So I was terrified, you know, like, wow, but it was kind of a scary experience, but they weren't startled. There was a small herd. They were all cows, and it was definitely the largest of the cow elk was the one that was up to me. And just the sight of this incredible being was just amazing to me. In fact, so much that I thought it was a moose, because I'd seen elk, you know, 300 yards away, so I had misunderstood it as being a moose. It almost seemed very smart, intelligent. I'd never really kind of placed that intelligence in that kind of an animal before, but it was very gentle. I was curious, like, what was I doing, you know?
Well, you're a mother. The cow was undoubtedly a mother, so it was a mother bonding experience.
It was. It was definitely the most spiritual experience I'd ever even had.
And we're glad she came out of it safely.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.